Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Michael Barrera is back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Mike's back. Mike and I have known each other for, I'm looking at my records here, more than 10 years. In fact, more than 11 years. Michael and I have been hanging out together. I knew him when he was the ombudsman for the SBA in the early days of our buddy, our mutual friend Hector Barreto's tenure as the administrator of the SBA. Michael then moved on to become the president and CEO of the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and now he's National Coalitions and Entrepreneurship Director at the Libre Initiative, a very important assignment he has now, helping Hispanic family-owned businesses. He's our good friend, Mike Barrera. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, how are you? I'm glad to be back on.
Good to have you back. We've missed you.
Well, you know, I've had a chance since we last talked. I've moved from D.C. to Denver and now back in Kansas City, and it's been a great ride. I've had a chance to work with many Hispanic leaders and business leaders across the country, and it's just amazing that what's been happening over the last, eight years, how much tougher it's gotten for business. And you hear so many people talk about, got to take care of our small businesses. It just seems to get tougher.
It's all talk. It's all talk, Mike.
Yes.
That's the problem. That's the problem. It really makes my head explode when I hear politicians or anybody else invoke the name small business in order to give them some kind of cred when, A, they don't even know what they're talking about, and, two, they don't intend to help small business. It's literally a political a device that they're using, and it really makes my head explode when I see people doing that. And the people whose work and whose words I value are people like you, who show up year after year, paying the price, serving the people. And so I appreciate the fact that you keep popping up on the side of Main Street, and I appreciate it.
Mind, Jim, you know, I think we all have come from a business, and that's why this passion for family business has kind of started. And as you mentioned earlier, I love the. I told you I'm going to steal it from you. If you own a small business and you have a family, you have a family-run business.
That's right.
But, you know, most people have come from a family business. It's really an amazing that we don't talk about enough. You know, did you know that 90% of all business enterprises in the United States, in North America, are run by a family-run
that's
business?
That's right.
90%, 35% of all Fortune 500 companies are family business enterprises. Just an amazing economic unit that we're not paying enough attention to.
That's exactly right. Well, one of the things that I know you're doing with the Libre Initiative is you guys are focusing on Hispanic family businesses, and Hispanic businesses are a growing sector of the economy, isn't it?
Oh, it's growing like anything else. And but it's amazing about the statistics. Is why people open family-run businesses. You know that most people open a business to take care financially of their family. You know, most Americans do that. 70% of people who own a business do it to help their family financially. But in the Hispanic community, 90% of people who open a business do it to help their family. And another amazing thing is that, you know, 30% of all Hispanics that open a business hire other family members. Mm-hmm. So, said, any type of small business, it really is a family unit, and it's such an important part of what we do. You know, and the Libre Initiative, I'm glad you brought us up. You know, as we've talked about, you know, we're a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization. We promote, I think, something very, very important to your audience. We promote economic freedom as really the truth.
And
limited government. It's the best way for prosperity for our community and for the Hispanic community. And people say, what is economic freedom? Well, we all know what it is. Basically, we all know intuitively what it is. It's a system. Mm-hmm. Let business take care of the decision, not government mandates. It's about the rule of law. We need to know what's going to happen so we can count on things.
Is this feeling? If you had to make an observation in the Hispanic community, would you say that the things that the Libre Initiative espouse, would it be reasonable to say that this kind of a minority position among the Hispanic community? Would you say I'm curious about what you think about that.
Well, I think really, that's a great question, Jim. But it really is not a minority. It's not the minority attitude among Hispanics. That's the way of putting it. It's just no one's
way. But a lot of Hispanics seem individuals seem to vote for policies and candidates that are more likely to add government and not make government smaller. It just seems like that's one of the things. I do believe that there's a growing sector inside the Hispanic community of business owners who want self-determination, who want the government out of their lives. But is that group making progress within the Hispanic community?
I think so. Yes, it is, Jim. And you look at Hispanic business growth. You know, we grow our businesses twice the rate of the average community. Latino businesses grow 3 to 4 times the rate of the average community. So entrepreneurship is there. And what I think that what's important to know about the Hispanic community, we want to help our community, much like the rest of Americans do.
Mm-hmm.
And opening your own business is a great way to help your community. Now, some of the policies you talked about, a lot of them want to be sure that their community is taken care of. Not that they necessarily themselves will be taken care of by someone, but they want to be sure others are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's some of the policies that people are talking about. And, you know, it's really, and it's like any immigrant group that's come here, Jim, it's always added to the fabric of this. Because what makes this country so great is the fact that we're problem fixers. We're risk takers. We want to be able to prosper.
Well, I do believe.
Talk about these things.
I do believe that the family structure in the Hispanic community overlaid with business is a compelling and a solid quality building block in the Hispanic sector of our population.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely true. Because, you know, when you get into, you know, most people open a business because they really, and we talk about these terms, the American dream. Open your own business in order to provide for your family. What better American dream
mm-hmm.
is that? Because it's mm-hmm. an achievable dream.
And to be able to keep what you earned, what you built.
Exactly.
To be able to keep it. And not only that, but also pass it on.
Exactly.
And also, you know what else? It teaches the kids how to work, too, doesn't it?
mm-hmm. Hey, I remember I grew up in my dad's restaurant. I'm in the best list if I learned.
He worked, didn't he? Hey, Michael. Hold on a thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Michael Barrera. He's with the Libre Initiative.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.